Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This week on Spanky's Corner,
a podcast!
He shook his tits at me and I was in.
I yelled at David Blaine once. He totally saw it.
The number one goal for a father is to keep your daughter off the pole.
Horse girls.
How come you're not dancing?
Get to the point! What do you want?
Cause of death, humped to death.
I just saw the ass part of it.
Are we adopting a dog or a kid? What happened?
Daddy's little slut kid shirt pulled from Amazon amid backlash.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that.
So, sorry we missed last week. Last week was just messy.
Yeah, we were lazy. Didn't really feel like doing one.
We were lazy. There's just some stuff going on in my life.
Yeah, so. You know what was going on in your life? You got a blue check mark on both Twitter and Instagram. That's what was really going on.
That is not the reason we took off from the podcast, but that I went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Real quick. And now you're drunk with power.
So drunk with power. I mean, I was verified on Twitter before, and this was what was so heartbreaking, was I had to change my handle when I got here to B96 because my previous one had my last station in it. So I had to change my handle and I lost my check mark and it just sucked. And I felt like I lost my power because when you are verified, celebrities can see your tweets way more easily because there's a column for it. It says like notifications, mentions, verified. So when you go to verified, it's just people who are that. So like I yelled at David Blaine once. He totally saw it. And I just like want to know if I ever have something to say to David Blaine, I have that power. So anyways, yes, I got re-verified on Twitter, which was cool. Twitter's my favorite social media by far. And then Instagram, which is so, so, so hard to get verified on. Like so hard. I woke up with it verified yesterday.
Wow.
Kenzie and I did. You'll probably be soon too, because obviously work put the initiative through for us.
Did they? Well, they put the initiative for you guys.
No way. I don't even have that many followers. Like, it's not like they'd look at me and be like, oh, there's so many duplicate profiles people are making of her.
Yeah, because that's the whole point, right? Is just to prove you are who you are.
Yeah, because I said, with Twitter, you have the verification column. So I was like, what's the cool thing you get with Instagram when this happens? Like, is there any cool features?
You get to swipe up. That's it.
The swipe up thing happens, yes, which actually that's a great feature for us because with the podcast and everything, and there's so many things like if I want to post a blog or something, like I don't know, I like having that option.
You just like having the blue check mark, just saying you have the blue check mark.
It doesn't not feel
good.
How
many texts have you and Kenzie exchanged about the blue check mark on the Instagram?
Not a lot. It was just yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, she texted me at like 8 a.m., which I sleep late because I do the night show. And she was like, why are we verified on Instagram? And I like woke up. That was the first thing I saw. And I was like, what? And I went to Instagram, sure enough. And it wasn't like us freaking out. We were just really confused about it because we knew they were putting through the initiative for Twitter, but we had no idea about Instagram. We had no idea why nobody else was.
We have a great episode today. My wife makes her podcast debut.
Oh, she does. I can't believe it took her this long, or took us this long to put her on.
Yeah, I try and shield her from all you people.
Why? She's the star of the show.
I know
she is. She's so fun.
She's great. She's the funny and smart and good-looking one of the family.
She is. She is. She's great.
And I've got to tell you a story, too, by the way, about your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, because you guys hung out.
Yeah. Yeah, a story. You might not be happy about it. Oh, hey, Julian Jumpin' Perez.
What up?
Glad you just walked in, because we've got an idea for you.
We are trying to start a new feature for you.
Okay.
Oh, on our podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah. It involves you.
Okay.
And the podcast feature is going to be called Father of a Daughter, because you are a father of two. Father, you have two girls, right?
I do.
And they're both beautiful. And I'm surprised that Sonic has not hit on them. Like when you posted that picture of you taking them out to dinner, uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, they're gorgeous. And I was like, God, Sonic.
I'd kill him.
gets destroyed.
What would happen, like, if Sonic legit hit on one of your daughters, what would you do to him? Just hit on them.
But you probably never see him again.
3 weeks from now, we'd be like, hey, anybody seen Sonic recently? Whatever happened to that guy?
Well, that'd be twofold. First, that's what he gets for talking to my daughters. And secondly, I'll just take over his afternoon slot and you and I can hang out. Tyler,
all right, so cool.
How old are your girls?
I'm not telling.
Sonic's age demographic for girls he likes are 24 to 24.
20, is that what it is?
It just seems to be his magic number.
That is a wheelhouse. So here's a story from the New York Post, but this has been everywhere. And this is why we want to ask your opinion. This is the headline.
This is going to kill me. I see Tyler. He's just into this one totally.
Because that looks so great. Okay. Daddy's little slut kid shirt pulled from Amazon amid backlash.
Now, when I read this story, I wondered, was this put out for kids or were they putting this out for like women in a variety of sizes and being that women can be petite? Because I can wear kids' clothes. I buy kids' clothes sometimes.
Wait, that shirt is hilarious. Did you see this?
Yeah, Jules? Yeah. No, I saw this story. So what I was wondering was like, did they put this out for children or did they just put it out in a variety of sizes and like didn't think that, hey, we're putting this out in kids. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, the site that was selling it on Amazon, the company or whatever, was called Only Baby Care. So I'm guessing probably not. It's the original $18 shirt. It has been pulled amid backlash. And the ad is legit. Like how I'm not good at it with kids. How old do you think that girl is that's modeling the daddy's little
shirt? Oh, no.
She's 12.
Yeah. Do you think they really made her put that on or it's like CGI?
Yeah, look, first of all, speaking for all dads out there, I think the number one goal for a father is to keep your daughter off the pole. just want to throw that.
Oh, keep that is her, going in the preview.
Keep her off the pole. I've done my job well. But a shirt like that, yeah, somebody needs to catch that.
They're still selling the shirt that says Boats and Hoes on it, by the way.
Is it in kids?
In kids. The same company, and you can actually go pick it up at Amazon right now of time of this posting.
Is this a United States company, or is this like a weird country?
Doesn't say. It's called Only Baby Care. Would you let your daughter wear that shirt when she was young?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure if that was acceptable or not, because we don't have children, so we need you as the barometer.
So that's why we need a father of a daughter.
There you go.
We need to find out. We need to use you as a barometer for how offended we should be on the internet when it comes to this.
Oh, ridiculously offended.
Okay, good. So
I would pick it. I would strike. I would probably, I would impeach. Should I would impeach.
Should I go to the Boats and Hoes site and then express my displeasure, even though I'm never going to order it and I don't have kids?
I just want to know how you stumbled upon that.
I don't know either.
Just stumbled upon it.
Some of the stuff he finds on the internet, I'm like, where did you get this? Because I have certain sites I'll go to for weird news, but like the stuff he finds, I'm like, huh?
It's on the New York Post.
Okay.
I was also Googling Daddy's Little Slut, and that's the first
there
thing I
popped
out.
Spanky's Corner.
Check.
Wow, you're right up on the mic today. Look at you.
Well, because I realized I have a problem with speaking too softly or being like 20 feet away from the microphone.
Don't worry. By the end of this, we won't be able to hear a word you say.
Stop.
That's usually what happens. We have to have Josh R. We don't give a shout out to Josh R. enough for actually producing the back end of this and making sure all the levels are right and everything, because he makes it sound like you're on the mic the entire time.
Josh R. is the Beyonce's dad of this podcast.
What does that mean? We're going to fire him at some point?
Well, I mean, he gave her career for a while.
Yes. So we got too big and then moved on. Hey, speaking of dudes named Josh, your boyfriend, I went to the Bears game with him.
Yeah, you guys had a fun little bro date on Sunday.
Shout out to the blonde Bears fan on the other side of him that was hitting on him.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was pretty cute.
How old?
If I were to guess, late 20s, early 30s.
What was she saying?
So Josh probably didn't even realize that she was hitting on him, because he was kind of oblivious and he was also in lion's sorrow mode by this point. But she had been drinking most of the game. And so the way it was, my brother was in town, my dad was in town, and then me. And then I had an extra ticket and I gave it to Josh because he's a Lions fan.
And part of your family.
Right, yeah, true. So Bruno Mars starts playing and she's standing up. He's on his phone, probably looking at fantasy football.
Yeah, or he also was asking me if I left him a key under my mat.
That could be. So yeah. He was probably talking to his girlfriend as the girl next to him was like, how come you're not dancing? So he looks at me. I look at him. I'm like, that's all you, bro. And I look the other direction. And he goes, I guess I'm dancing. The dude stands up and awkwardly white guy dances to Bruno Mars.
Does he? He always fake pretends to shake his tits. That's like his go-to.
He had his back kind of turned to me, so I just saw the ass part of it.
He does a shimmy. Yeah, he does a shimmy. That's his go-to dance.
It's a Bruno Mars shimmy. And the girl and her, she was like with her parents and like somebody way younger, like a younger sister, and the people behind all loved it. He was just charming. I get why you like him.
Yeah. Yep.
He's so charming.
He shook his tits at me and I was in.
Oh. You want to hear something else that's super crazy when we're talking about Bruno Mars playing during the Bears game?
Yeah.
You know who runs some music during Bears games at Soldier Field, right? Our big, big boss, Todd.
Oh my God, he does do that.
Literally, every time you go to Soldier Field, our program director at B96 Chicago, he takes care of the music at Soldier Field. So in reality, our boss was trying to get your boyfriend laid with somebody that's not you.
I can't believe that. I'm going to go flip his desk. I'm going to go flip his fucking desk.
That Todd, he's a giver. So anyway, your boyfriend sits back down after Bruno Mars is done and play starts again. And this girl is talking to him. Like, you can kind of hear like, what are you doing? Kind of one of those things. And he's like responding back. But I'm not sure how much he was responding because he knows I'm sitting on the other side. And for sure, I was going to tell you in a very public forum. That's why we're here.
Right. Well, when like drunk, annoying people or just like anyone who's outlandish, like says stuff to me, I'm very quick to cut them off. I'm like a 5, 6, 7, 8. We got to go. Like, stop. And he's like more like nice to people and way more patient than I am. So I can imagine how he was talking to this girl because he's way nicer than I am.
Very nice. Very charming.
Like when small children call into the radio station, you know how annoying it can be sometimes.
Well, for you, I love when small children call in. Hey, what are you doing? Can you play some? Can you play? What are we? What are we doing? Can you play? What are we?
And Josh will be like, how's your day going? How's school?
You swear at them and then hang up.
I do not swear at them and hang up, but I'm like, okay. I'm like, get to the point. What do you want? So anyways.
Oh, so this goes on for like maybe 4 or 5 minutes max. And he was very nice, very charming. And then, but he wasn't giving her enough of the time of day.
Good.
And you could see.
Good boy.
What would have happened though if he did?
Oh. I don't know, because I know he's just like friendly to people in general.
He was very friendly, but you could tell she was trying to engage more. I think she had a thing for your boyfriend, just some random Bears fan.
She wants to die. No, I'm just kidding.
So a couple of minutes are left in the game. The Bears get the ball back with 2 minutes. Josh, being a Lions fan, is like, I'm out of here. This shit's over. Me as a Bear fan is like, no, it didn't, but he decided to leave anyway. So he's walking, hangs to the left, and goes up the steps. Her head and her entire body just torqued and followed him as he walked off into the distance at Soldier Field. And then she looked at me and was like, yeah, no. So yeah, your boyfriend was a very good boy.
Good. Glad to hear.
You kind of whipped into shape. Should we call him? Is he napping?
I don't think he's napping right now. We can call him.
Do you think, what do you think he'll say about this story? Do you think his story will match up with mine?
Probably. But yeah, we can call him. I could be like, hey, do you want to tell me about the girl from the Lions game? Didn't you mention that?
I'm not going to say a word. You just go in. Just yell at him. Seriously.
Who is she? You didn't want to tell me about your girlfriend?
I go to an event and you just go out. You're just dancing with other girls.
You're shaking your tits.
I'm not going to say a word.
I know.
You have.
Do you think he's with her?
Voicemail.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Julia is obsessed with something that's been popping up on Instagram lately.
I'm really into dogs and boots videos.
Which is the dumbest thing ever. Every dog we ever had growing up never wore boots in the snow. It was just never a thing. Coats, this is all a new phenomenon that all of a sudden dogs just get colder.
Well, it's they're not putting boots on a German Shepherd. They're putting boots on like purse dogs.
But the whole thing is dumb to me. I get if it's 50 below zero like it was last year when we hit those couple days where it was super, super cold. It might have been right before you got here. And we had that polar vortex come through. That's one thing. But other than that, every dog in the history of dogs has walked outside in the snow. Dogs are built for the outdoors, even the small little tiny dogs.
I love the videos, though, of people putting boots on dogs for the first time because they're so funny because they don't know how to walk in them and they
exactly.
go like this. Are you not amused by watching those videos?
I think it's dog abuse.
It's not dog abuse. It's funny. It's like when I put a sheet over my cat's face and he can't see.
That's way different than putting boots on a dog.
Putting boots on dogs is funny.
The reason why they walk weird, because it's not normal. It's not natural.
Well, of course. They're not used to feeling it. But, I enjoy the videos.
I almost ended up with a dog 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. And an auction dog.
My wife got drunk and bid $2,000 on a dog.
I thought you said it was like $5,000.
$2,000.
That's fine.
For a dog?
It was a really cute dog.
It was.
Wasn't an Aussie doodle?
I don't know what it was. It was too small for me.
Josh really wants one of these cats now because my cat's the best. And I've been looking up how much they cost to buy one from a breeder. $1,100.
Why not go to the pound and get yourself a free one? They've got free cats and dogs down there.
I know, but we want the breed of my cat. So we searched a ragdoll cat, and this cat named Sir Hershey came up on Pathfinder.
Sir Hershey.
The best part of animal adoption websites are reading their names by far. It's so funny. So this is Sir Hershey, and this is one we found by Missouri, which is by Josh. Look how fucking scary this cat is.
Jesus, no.
What happened to him? This cat looks like it does meth. This is a meth cat.
Hashtag meth cat.
So meth cat.
We have the name for the podcast. Let's call my wife. You want to?
Sure.
She's never been on the podcast before. She won't answer. Or if she does, it'll be very professional. It'll be like, this is Randy. Hello. This is Randy.
This is Randy.
Hi.
That was professional.
Oh, hi, guys.
What are you doing?
Working.
Why?
Keep up with your lifestyle.
So did you think we were some sort of important business people calling on the other end of the phone?
I actually didn't know who you guys were.
Yeah, it's just us. Why did you put up a paddle for $2,000 to bet on a damn dog at an auction in North Carolina?
Because I wanted the puppy. It was cute.
So cute. What was it? It was an Aussie doodle, right?
An Aussie doodle.
I've never heard of that. So not only are you getting a dog, but you're getting a rare dog.
I am one of the smartest dogs. So I Googled it and they're extremely smart. The lady said I was like, can I take it tonight and can it go on a plane? And she was like, yes and yes. And then she goes, and by the way, they're so smart. They'll probably be potty trained in 14 days.
Okay. That's no different than a car salesman trying to sell a used Audi.
Yeah, right. You're not getting an Audi. You're getting a Maserati in this dog. It's rare and it's smart.
Well, it wasn't a used dog. It was not somebody's dog.
Used.
It was new.
Gently refurbished.
How much did that dog go for?
Oh, I think it ended up going for $4,500 or $5,000 or something.
Jesus.
Was he there at the auction? Yeah. Did you guys?
Oh, they were passing him around and he loved me so much. He just kept cuddling with me and they were like, oh, do you want to see the dog again? And I was like, yes.
Did some man get him, you said?
I didn't see who got him. After when we were leaving the auction, this woman was cuddling him. And I was like, oh, are you the lucky one that got the dog? And she was like, no. And she turned the dog away so I couldn't even pet it. And I was like, oh my God, I hope that you're not the person that got that lovely puppy.
Yeah, you horrible bitch.
Right?
The dog's name was Buddy, but it was spelled B-U-D-E-E. Oh, Sonic just walked in.
Hi, Sonic.
Oh, who's that?
That's my wife.
We're spanking.
Oh, he's on Instagram. He just walked in to be on Instagram.
Oh.
Is that really Randy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know, dude.
How drunk were you when you put up $2,000 for the paddle for the dog?
How many drinks in?
Oh, Julia, we don't count drinks. I was feeling myself.
But I feel like Randy would have done that soberly. Drinks don't matter. when you see a cute puppy, right? Would you have bid soberly?
Not $2,000. And because... I mean, I don't know. I would have really thought about it soberly.
Well, we were talking about it that night before it went, and we were I was like, hey, guys, I can totally babysit when you are out of town. We were figuring this out.
Oh, for sure. I'm still working on this family dog thing. Just because we didn't get Buddy doesn't mean I'm done with it.
Explain what the family dog thing is, because I'm sure Sonic's going to want to be involved in this too.
Yeah, family dog thing where we dog share. So all of us want a dog.
Right.
But none of us want the full-time responsibility of the dog. So we take turns and everybody's dog parenting this dog. And you have, a bed for family dog. You have food for family dog. And then depending on everybody's schedules, we make a schedule where we can dog share like that.
Do you feel like the dog will like that and will feel really loved by everyone? Or it'll feel like an adopted child of the church who whose biological parents are still kind of there, but they gave it to somebody else?
Yeah.
No, this is no. I have even come up with this idea for children sharing because it's like, I'm going to think about it.
No.
No, seriously, think about this. Like, divorced parents that get along, they have it best. Because they only have to take care of that child like once a week, and then they have their freedom week.
I like the idea, and especially if we can put little snow boots on it, because I love watching dogs walk in boots.
With the snow boots. Although Sonic does it with his dog, Opal.
Yeah, well, those are the balloon ones. Those are the balloon ones. Well, getting back to the child sharing thing, that'd be great, though. You could reserve the child. You're like, yo, I have a house party. Saturday, I got to bring the kid. That way I can get out. Be like, yo, I got to take the kid home.
You know what I mean? Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Like, it's the best of all worlds. It's like, oh, this is so cute. I get to do, like, you know, soccer with the kid. And then you're like, oh, I don't feel like kid time today. Like, you take it.
See, Randy, Randy's thinking it from a perspective of, hey, kid sharing so I can go to the party. Sonic's using a kid share so I can get out and leave the party early.
Yes.
That's actually true.
This kid's going to be all kinds of fucked
Wait,
up.
Wait, are we adopting a dog or a kid? What happened?
Watch out, man.
We've got to start with a dog and see how much we fuck that thing up first.
Okay, so it's like when you're playing hot potato and you got one in the circle and then you can introduce the second, like once that's going good.
Exactly like that.
But there's always going to be one person that ruins it and takes the dog to the groomers. And like,
we know
gets
that
the
you,
stupid
Sonic.
Ratchet
you
haircut.
I just pointed
you
to
raise your hand now.
Julie was pointing right at Sonic as soon as you were saying that.
You know what would be the hardest part is us all being in unison on a name.
Oh, that would definitely be one of the hardest parts. Yeah.
We're all thinking of a name right now.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Sonic.
Hey, what you doing?
Hi, bud.
Hey.
Julia is very excited today. She's very, very excited because she got something that changed her entire life yesterday, and she thought that you might be interested because I 100% am not.
I know Sonic's interested because he straight up told me. Disney Plus came out yesterday.
Yeah, I tweeted her after she said she signed up, and it's free for a year for Verizon customers.
Is this an ad?
No, it just was like great news that I found out.
You got some right here on your lip.
Cheese? Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
But I wasn't really that interested in it. I didn't care. I think I was on your playing field there until I just read that 10 million people downloaded the streaming service or whatever. 10 million users in one day.
That's crazy.
People are saying there's some cool stuff on there.
But they yanked all the other Disney stuff off of everywhere else, right? That's the only place you can get Disney stuff now.
Oh, well, it's not just like Cinderella. Like they have all of the Simpsons on there. They have like all of Boy Meets World, if you liked that back in the day. They have all the Star Wars. They have all like National Geographic stuff. So it's not just like Disney movies. And for me, I like it because like in my era, like the Disney Channel original movies were like my life. So I'm reliving it and all the episodes of Lizzie McGuire are on here.
And one thing I didn't think about, Disney just does it right. Anything they do, it's over the top and awesome. When you go to their parks, you go on their cruises. I've never been on, but you know.
I've never been to a Disney park.
I've been so cynical this episode so far, so I apologize in advance. I'm not meaning to be cynical. It's just weird things today. But like Disney, I have zero interest. Like Disney World, I rather jump in Lake Michigan right now when it's 10 below zero than go to Disney World.
I'm with you there. I have zero interest in ever going to a Disney park because you know those people that you like went to high school with? You know how there's the horse girls that are really into horses and then there's those people that are like
how did you go to school?
Yeah.
Geez. The horse girls?
Were these girls riding horses? That sounds awesome to me.
You guys have never heard about horse girls? Like girls who have like all their folders that are like horses. Like they're just like obsessed with horses. They have really long hair. They kind of look like a horse.
Use mane and tail shampoo.
Yes. How do you guys not know about Horse Girl?
Because this is apparently something that doesn't exist outside Michigan. What is this? I don't know what this has to do with Disney Plus, but I'm on board.
What is going on in Michigan, dude?
I was just using it as like a quick reference. I didn't think we'd have to deep dive into Horse Girls.
Because nobody knows what you're talking about.
Everybody knows about Horse Girls. Everybody's met a Horse Girl.
Well, maybe that's why I don't have a girlfriend. I'll take a Horse Girl to pound town.
The thing is you guys are like interested in Horse Girls now. You're like, ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, I'm more confused than anything.
It's just like those girls in class that were kind of quiet. They always had a really long ponytail and like all their stuff, like their binders, their notebooks, like everything had a goddamn picture of a horse on it.
I remember the horse trapper keeper, but that's the extent of it.
Exactly, though. But inside, she probably had all horse folders. Like that was not just a one horse.
Kind of weirdos
setup.
Go to your school.
Horse girls.
Man.
Okay, so anyways, the point I was trying to make.
Those are the same girls that get into bestiality, dude. Immediately.
No, the point I was trying to make is outside of horse girls, there's also the people that you went to high school with that are like creepily still into Disney. I understand, like, if you want to go to Disney, because, like, I know that there's, like, the drinking around the world thing that can be pretty cool. Like, going to an amusement park is cool. I grew up on Cedar Point, so I still really like going there. But, like, there's this one girl I can think of specifically. She goes, like, once a month, does a freaking countdown in her Instagram story, is getting married there, is having her honeymoon there, the whole nine. And I'm like, there's just better places you can go.
Our friend, you know, our friends, Mike and Tony, they have season passes to Disney World in Orlando. They live here.
Yeah.
Oh, see that's the level of commitment. Yeah.
But they're more Star Wars. They're very Star Wars-y people.
Yeah. And I mean, it's fine to have niche interests that Disney fulfills. Like if I was super into Harry Potter, which I'm not, I definitely would probably want to check out Harry Potter World. I understand that. But I'm just saying there's like adults who like go there once a month and then like never see any other part of the world besides the one that is Disney.
But there's so much to see there. I'm going to defend the Disney people. I mean, like you don't have to go super duper crazy, but my cousins, they're adults. They're Japanese, of course. Like Asians love Disney. So family, they have season passes. They'll go on a Sunday because they live in Southern California. They'll go for like a couple hours. You know, they don't go the whole day. It's like for people that don't have season passes, it's like a whole weekend trip. You know, they just go for a couple hours, hang out, but they know all the secret things.
Yeah.
Like, hidden things.
I'm not denying that it's cool. Like, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying when I think about, okay, I want to plan a vacation, part of vacation is relaxing and nothing about Disney World is relaxing.
Right. It's so damn expensive.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not even lying. You can go to literally Europe and spend a week in Europe, flying there, the whole thing, way cheaper than you can just do a week or even less at Disney World or Disneyland.
That's true.
It's so expensive.
Parking.
Hundreds of dollars.
And then there's so many lines. Like, I like it, but like once in a while, you know, I'm not the hardcore one. But.
I like going to amusement parks to assess amusement park fashion.
True. Yeah.
What? Check out the horse girls.
Like those one gangbangers that were fighting at Disneyland, but they're all in Mickey Mouse ears. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, what's up, blood?
Well, no, because the way you are dressed to go to an amusement park, and mostly when you do it in the summer, is unlike anything else. Like I dress like an ugly piece of shit when I'm going to Cedar Point in the summer, because you know you're going to be uncomfy. You're going to be walking a ton. You're going to be riding the roller coasters. Like I pretty much wear my hair in a braid, wear like Skechers.
Yeah.
Some jean shorts.
Cedar Point though is different than is like Six Flags. Whereas like Disney World it's less about the rides.
Yeah,
it's more about everything
right.
else. It's a whole different planet.
I dressed, went to go to Cedar Point like I'm hiking Mount Rushmore. But like I love seeing families with their matching shirts. Like that always gives me a good chuckle. There's always like that 17-year-old couple that are making out in line and you're just like wanting to cry and like call their parents. Like it's always a day of watching, the best people watching.
Yeah, well, and they have the bachelorette parties. They're all matching t-shirts.
Bachelorette parties go to Disney?
I would never want to go there for a bachelorette party.
Swear. Well, at least Disney World has alcohol. Like there's beer. You go do beers from around the world and stuff. But like Disneyland, there's one little bar.
You know where else you can get beers from around the world?
Snickers.
Snickers and River North.
Dude, Snickers has a banana bread flavored beer, dude. What the hell is going on in that place?
You know, you're talking about horses. This is going to be off topic, and we'll come back to Disney, I promise. But it reminded me of a horse story from Enumclaw, Washington. Have you ever heard about the guy in Enumclaw? I lived in Seattle for a bunch of years, so that way I know the story. A man was... Yeah, with the horse. So
oh, no.
The horse, it killed him, killed the guy. The horse basically humped him to death. And the man that was holding the camera, I'm not even making this up. The second man that was holding the camera went to jail because he was an accessory to like.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you feel like you need to read more into that story, Google Enumclaw, Washington horse and it'll pop right up.
Cause Jeez. Of death, humped to death.
Can I one up you on the horse humping story?
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a horse, but there was some guy that was obsessed with some type of farm animal on the Central Coast where I'm from, and they had to get a restraining order on him, and they caught him again out there and took him to jail.
Where?
Was it a sheep?
I think it was a horse, but I don't know.
He had to get a restraining order because he was so obsessed with this animal.
They caught him out there with the ladder and everything. They caught him again. He had to go to jail.
George Carlin used to do a joke. You ready for a joke?
Mm-hmm.
Why does a farmer have sex with a sheep up against a cliff? So that way the sheep will push back.
Kind of get it, but
anyway,
I don't.
We're talking about Disney.
That's stupid.
Get it? I'm so stupid. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I feel like Disney Plus has like rattled a lot of people, but yeah, when I like texted all my friends about it, like nobody got it. Like, and I thought like I thought my girlfriends that I grew up with, because like I'm still friends with my friends from elementary school, would be like, yeah, Lizzie McGuire, and everyone's like, I don't know. I'm like, don't pretend you're too good for Disney Plus. It's exciting. Josh was excited for it. We share an account now. That's not our first account we share, so we don't have to like clap for like our where the direction of my relationship is going.
Congratulations.
But
we think. We still haven't talked to him yet about.
Yeah, I mean, it might be done.
I've never seen a Disney movie.
It's so wild how like freaking the quality of the animation and whatever.
That's what everybody says. But like when it comes to Disney, like you're going down the list. I've never seen Star Wars. I've never ever like I haven't seen a Disney movie since I was
Star Wars
six.
Isn't a Disney movie. They just bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everything on that app is what
like
I'm saying.
Toy Story.
You've never seen Toy Story?
No. Toy Story is funny.
No.
Disney does a good job of like relating to making it enjoyable for adults and kids at the same time.
Yeah, because I still like watching these movies.
Family Guy and South Park are the only animated things I watch.
But all the seasons of The Simpsons are on here.
I never got into The Simpsons.
Oh,
I watched
really?
It a lot when I was a kid, but then it just kind of like, all right.
I like The Simpsons.
Cool. Bart and Lisa are the same age as they were when I first started watching a long time ago, and it is what it is.
And all the Marvel movies are on here, too. Awesome. Do you at least get into Marvel?
No.
God, are good, too. Like, I'm not a comic book geek guy, but I like the new movies, like Iron Man, all that stuff.
I'm not a movie person in general, I'm going to be honest, but I'll go see something in theaters, and I'm getting, Josh is like training me how to be able to sit through a movie because I'm so ADD.
But these movies aren't short anymore.
Yeah.
What did we watch last week? We watched Glass. Have you guys seen that?
No.
The trilogy for the Unbreakable, and I forget what the first one was called. Really good. Have you not seen any of those movies?
No.
You would like them.
I'm starting to think I just don't like anything.
It's a M. Night Shyamalan nom 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 nom.
I did polish off Barry, though. I watched Barry on HBO. I polished off both seasons in two nights.
Good show. What is the most recent movie you watched?
I could not tell you last time
I watched
a movie.
Dude flicks, though? Like classic ones, Top Gun?
Like I feel
that kind
Gladiator.
Of stuff. Yeah. The problem is anymore, there's no, like, I'm a comedy person. There's no good comedies that come out anymore.
There is no good comedies
anymore.
Because
everybody's spending money on, like, the big action thrillers or Marvel stuff and things like that. I don't care. I don't want to sit for 3.5 hours to watch Superman fly through the sky and try and save fake people. I don't care.
My favorite category of movies on Netflix is like late night comedy, like the ones that are like Superbad and like Step Brothers. And like, that's like, I miss that era of like when they were making movies
they
like
don't make
that.
Them anymore.
I know, like Hangover and
Superbad
is in my top 10 favorite movies of all time. Such a great movie.
They don't make those anymore.
I even liked Project X. I thought that movie was good.
Oh, yeah, me too. When that Steve Aoki remix comes on.
That was a good play.
They start the party back up. That really gets me going. I go straight to Snickers.
I feel like if they were doing a casting call for like extras for that movie, Sonic would have like used his PTO.
Yeah, how come you don't do...
So?
How come you don't do, like, there's so much stuff that gets filmed here in the city of Chicago. How come you're not an extra in literally everything?
Hit up to be a DJ on set at first one of these shows.
Chicago PD, Chicago
FD, I had to fill
FD,
out, like,
Chicago.
All this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to read that well. You know what I mean? I just don't want to do it. Really, it's the effort.
I got
I'm lacking effort.
When I first moved here... This guy was at the auto show that like works on Chicago Fire, and he like took my information. It was like, I would love to have you as an extra. And I was like, okay, cool. And then he never hit me up. So he might have lied about his job. He probably fucking works at Staples.
Yo, shout out Staples.
But I heard that doing extra work on these sets, it's like 14-hour days.
It's grueling.
Sitting around and you get paid like minimum wage, which is fine if you're... Well, if you have time to do that.
But what's the end point of that? Just to be on TV or
it's
whatever
just
for 2 minutes?
It's just like experience and like you get in like
experience
like a roster
what?
Where like you can if you do like enough, I think you can like be in SAG-AFTRA. So, I mean, which means nothing to us because we already are, but.
No, to brag.
Horse girls.
Horse Rider XO.
That's literally what it was inspired off of. I was like, I want to make Sonic into a horse girl. Horse Rider XO, by the way, is the name we made Sonic for his seeking arrangements profile.
Please,
by the way,
previous episode of Spanky's Corner podcast. It's titled Horse Rider XO.
Your profile still exists.
It must be like there must be at least 8,000 messages in there.
When the Face app first came out, where you could see what you look like as a male or female. Right. It was when the Face app first came out, right? We made Sonic look like a woman and then put him on Seeking Arrangements, which is a sugar daddy site, and all the men were flying into his profile and his
it was
Horse Rider XOXO.
It was really good. And the funniest thing was like Sonic, I was just like, hey Sonic, come here. I'm gonna take a picture of you with a woman filter and make you a dating profile on a sugar baby website. And he was just like, okay. Like, and just he started posing. Like, he didn't even ask more questions. So you did get this message 11 days ago.
Ooh.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm seeking a mutually beneficial relationship. I seek companionship and in return will spoil you. Little about myself, I'm 49 years old. I'm 6 feet tall, reddish, short blonde hair, blue eyes, 220 pounds, athletic, and Irish American. I love to meet people and I will try anything once.
Ooh.
Ideally, I would love to meet 2 to 3 times a month. I would need this to be discreet. I am currently in a relationship that I do not want to change. I am a smoker and a social drinker. I would love to meet like-minded individuals for an intimate, fun time. Let me know if you're interested.
That is too easy. If I was really a female on this profile, I would be like, yeah, let's do it. And then I would blackmail
him. Oh, my God.
I would quid pro quo him.
Wait, you did get another message. Somebody said beautiful smile. Wow.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Dentology South Loop. Thank you so much, XOXO.
Are you responding back?
Yeah, I said thank you so much.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, don't reply to the Irish guy. Irish guys don't do it for me.
No, I won't.
Wait, now you're being picky?
And by the way, like
gingers.
Up until just me saying thank you for the smile compliment, we haven't been leading these guys on. We're just seeing what he gets to his inbox unprovoked.
Oh, yeah.
Disclaimer. Yeah, there has been no responding.
Until I just said thank you. But that was a nice compliment, because that is genuinely your smile.
Because God forbid we upset married men that want to pay money for side action. That would be awful.
Well, should
I strictly want to meet 2 to 3 days a week.
Should I respond to Mike and be like, sorry, I'm not into Irish men. I'm into Scottish men.
Yeah. And then be like, by the way, I'm into women too. What's up with your wife? Bitch. And then put bitch.
There's Fast Freddy in Chicago.
Fast Freddy?
Oh my.
Wow.
Fast Freddy has a long ass neck.
He looks like,
he looks like Daddy
Beaker.
Long Neck.
Yeah, a Beaker.
Fucking neck's longer than a Monday.
I'm going to message him and say, what that neck do?
Okay, gotta go.
Bye, Sonic. It's so mean. That is so mean. Poor guy's just trying to get some side action in exchange for a reasonable amount of money.
God, man, that's a lot of real estate for some hickeys.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.